Wake Up Crew.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Real men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Do I need to come on now?
Yeah.
That was scary.
Scary?
I don't know. I never know what's going to come out of that little box over there that you have. It's the Wake Up Crew. Good morning, everybody. It's,
Say what?
Oh, I've really messed
say
up.
What?
Hold on just a minute.
I'll just sing. Say what?
Okay, I'm hurrying, folks. Trust me. Okay. It is Friday, September 5th. This is episode 1736. John Dinkins, Brian Barrett with you. Dalton will be back on Monday. And here's what's happening. Dun, 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 dun,
You've
dun.
Already said the magic words.
What's that? It's Friday?
It's finally Friday. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. Yeah. Forget the working blues and let the good time.
Well, we've got a big slate of action tonight. Rick Riverdale will host Blackman. That's tonight at 6:30 on WGNS and Big G TV. MTSU's at Wisconsin, 1:30 p.m. Saturday. And Tennessee plays ETSU, and Vandy is at Virginia Tech. And Titans will be at Denver for their first game in the NFL.
You mean their first loss?
Oh, my. Oh, my. I think yesterday you did the history of the Titans.
Yeah.
And you don't even support them. It's the first game. Give them a chance.
Well.
And even after this game, the first game, they're not expected to win this first game.
No, definitely.
But they could. Denver's not that good.
Will they have a winning record this year?
No.
Will they have a better record than last year?
Yes.
I think you're right on both accounts.
I think they'll be six. And how many games they play? 18?
Yeah, too many.
I think they'll win. Whatever. I think they'll double their wins.
Wow.
Would that be enough to keep Callahan? I don't know. I think it will if everything trends in a positive direction. And if Ward plays pretty well.
If it looks like a mess again, he might be in trouble. But
yeah, if it's like 3-14 or whatever it was. Yeah, they play 17. They have a bye week. I forgot. Well, let's see. What else was I was going to mention something to you. Let me see. Oh, our song of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do that early.
Oh, are you?
But
now?
I need to tell you we're sponsored by America's Thrift Stores. They've got big savings. They're coming to Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores opening soon at 10:30 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Now, they're opening soon, but when I say at 10:30, they're not opening at 10:30, like in the morning.
That's their address.
That's their address. Mm-hmm. Could have been worded a little better on the print here. 10:30 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. I guess I know who did that. Offering up to 70% off name brand items.
No, it was actually the sponsor who wrote that. So
sorry about that. It's like a new store every day. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for details. Can't wait for that to open. I think they're talking, what, October, maybe?
Yes.
Somewhere there?
Maybe end of this month.
All right. And our song of the day today, we are doing comeback songs for artists that hadn't had a hit in a while. And, well, his last major hit, Have You Ever Really Loved a Woman, in 1995, but he came back with a remix of an old song of his with DJ Sammy.
Heresy.
Turn that off. Turn it off. That song needs to be sung like Bryan Adams sung it.
Well, that's why it was a remix, I guess.
Oh, Lord, heaven, yeah. Jeez.
Well, he let it happen.
I told you to turn it off, and you just keep playing it. It upsets me. I don't like that. I didn't like that at all.
Well, it was a hit for DJ Sammy.
Well, it may be, but the original is the best one. By far.
Okay.
So we don't have a copy of that. But, and it used to be your favorite song, so you're part of the problem.
How am I part of the problem?
Because you used to love that original.
I mean, it's fine. He's the one that allowed it to happen.
Remember we played it at dances at Walter Hill?
This one?
Not that one. We never played that one. I wouldn't have played that one.
Well, we weren't doing dances in 2002 either.
I did a few.
Did you?
Yeah, a few weddings. That never was requested. Anyway, we've got a good show today. It's Friday. Of course, we got a lot going on. But we got to start things off with a look at the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Spotty late afternoon or early evening showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 95 degrees. Wind southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. And then tonight, better chance for showers and storms. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. The lows drop to 62. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 68.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun. Toots. Good food and fun.
Big savings are headed your way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening a new location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get ready for a clean and organized shopping experience where you'll find up to 70% off name brand clothes and so much more. And the best part? Thousands of new items hit the floor every single day. It's like walking into a brand new store every time you visit. All thanks to generous local donations. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro to learn more.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Eagles defeated the Cowboys 24-20 in the first game of the NFL's regular season. No punts in the first half between the two teams as Javonte Williams had two rushing touchdowns for Dallas. Jalen Hurts for Philadelphia was 19 of 23 for 152 yards in the air, plus 61 yards and two touchdowns on the ground.
It means everything to come out and start strong. It's a new team. It's a new journey. And we got tested tonight. They played a hell of a game. We know how they are when Dak is back and they got their crew all together. And so a lot of respect for that team on the other side. We just got to clean up some things and play better football. But, you know, always good to say that and find a way to win.
Dak Prescott completed 21 of 34 passes for 188 yards. In tennis at the U.S. Open, one seed Aryna Sabalenka defeated 4-seed Jess Pegula to advance to the finals, where she will face 8-seed American Amanda Anisimova, who defeated 23-seed Naomi Osaka.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 minutes after the hour here on this Friday morning. Hope you're getting ready for a bang-up weekend, man. Football, I mean, everything going on this weekend, as it been mostly all of September. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Curious about electric vehicles? Well, MTE's Drive EV program has resources to help you learn. All you do is visit driveev.com. And You can tune in to your favorite WGNS shows live or on demand and even watch them on Big G TV by visiting WGNSradio.com/listen. Now let me tell you what else. Just listen to this. We've got a CBS News update coming up in about 20 minutes and a check of state news from Access Tennessee around 6:25 this morning. So we can get you to work and get there safely now, folks. I think everything is starting to get a little better. But they have been doing the, what's you call it, the identity thing at the schools now. You go through the little
metal detector thingy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's kind of slow at first, but I think everybody's, you know, getting a little bit more used to it each and every day. So.
Yeah.
It's sad about guys like us that are old and we remember the good old days when you could just walk in. Everybody knew your name. Ding, 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 ding.
True. Well, I think it's a good thing overall, personally.
Well, I mean, safety hurt. First. Yeah. I mean, but now you throw that big bag in there and you go through the metal detector line, you're gonna be like, "We'll see you, Brian. We'll go ahead and try to do the game while you're being, you know." They go through that bag.
Well, you're not gonna get on the air without that bag either.
I know. That's the problem. I know that bag. That is the weirdest shaped bag ever. I mean, it's got all this equipment in, but it's like
one you don't carry.
I don't carry because I can't carry it. It just flips around my back and then it goes up to the front, and it's crazy.
I like carrying it. I'd rather carry it than carry one of the boxes.
Oh, I hate carrying the boxes too. I hate carrying anything. I hate going. Okay, anyway. What are we doing here? Okay, our good neighbor of the day. We're gonna run out of time. Alyssa Fox is today's good neighbor day for sharing her expertise in the legal field to help others. Alyssa Fox is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
All right, so send in your good neighbors by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450. WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor gets them here too. Also, your birthdays and anniversaries, the number is 615-893-1450. Birthdays for today and tomorrow. We'll catch up on Sunday on Monday, so help us out with those. Well, it's National Lazy Moms Day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Who came up with that one?
National Be Late for Something Day.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's also National Cheese Pizza Day.
I love a good old cheese pizza.
Just cheese pizza.
A lot of times we put too much stuff on them, you know?
Yeah.
Royal Feast, though. I'll take it every time.
Every time.
Every time. We've got more to come here. It's 6:24. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Where is the best barbecue in town? At 1920 East Main. The best barbecue for miles around is at 1920 East Main. You can buy it by the pound, sandwich, platter, or plate. No matter what you choose, it will taste great. You can come with a friend, by yourself, or with a date. Just Lick Pig Barbecue. Barbecue pork, beef, or chicken, Brunswick stew, great sides, lunch specials, down-home atmosphere, and they cater. Slick Pig Barbecue. It's the best.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Dudley. Important new safety barricades coming to downtown Nashville streets. The Nashville Department of Transportation says they plan to install Raptor bollards along Fifth Avenue and Broadway. It's technology that can prevent tragedies like the terror attack that occurred in New Orleans back on January 1st. That's when a man drove into the crowd, killing 14 people and hurting dozens. The bollards work by rolling out of the ground and roll back in. The devices require less digging, which causes less impact to utilities. Nearly $2.6 million has been allocated for the project. Residents and businesses in several Tennessee counties affected by the August 12th flooding are now able to apply for low-interest federal disaster loans. The U.S. Small Business Administration issued a disaster declaration in response to a request received by Governor Bill Lee on August 29th. The declaration covers Bledsoe, Bradley, Hamilton, Marion, Meigs, Ray, and Sequatchie counties. More news in 30 seconds.
On September 27th, journey back in time at Remembering World War II in Linden, Tennessee. Witness powerful battle reenactments that recreate the front lines. Meet World War II veterans and listen to their unforgettable stories. Take a ride in classic military vehicles and sway to the sounds of authentic 1940s music. Join us in Linden, Tennessee, located just south of I-40 at exit 143. Be there, remembering World War II.
A well-known casino spot for many West Tennesseans has announced they're closing. Samstown Casino in nearby Tunica says they'll be closing in November, according to their owner, Boyd Gaming. Company officials say attendance has been in decline for the entire casino town. This is the latest in several closures and sales since 2014. The total number of job losses is unclear. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
27 after the hour. Don't forget, Good Neighbor events are coming up after Rewind at 6:35. Another check of the forecast and our first look at traffic coming up in a few minutes as well. Brian, I know a special birthday today.
Yeah.
Very special to you. Yeah. Bobby Barrett has a birthday today. Your only daughter.
23.
23 years old. And how are you going to celebrate it tonight?
Well, we celebrated last Sunday.
Oh, you already have already done all that because you have to work?
Per her request.
Oh, she wanted it that early.
Yeah, I think they've got plans this weekend.
Probably going to be out of town or something.
Yeah, I don't ask anymore.
Oh, okay. So what did you get her?
What did I get her? Uh-huh. Well, we went to have lunch at Zhao's Hibachi. That's where she wanted to go.
And you?
So she got to choose.
You paid for the lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Who else went?
It was everybody.
Dalton, too?
Jeffrey was there. Dalton, little bit. Megan, Heather.
Oh. Did the little bit sit with you?
No. She was in the little stroller for a bit, and then she had to have a diaper change.
Who did that?
Megan.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Dalton, of course, didn't offer. No, he did. And then she sat up and smiled and laughed at everybody until she got cranky.
Oh.
So then she took a nap.
Did she eat when y'all ate? Did she? I'm sure they gave her a cookie or something, some kind of little thing.
Not yet.
She can't eat yet?
No.
Well, I thought this rate she's going.
She's still on bottle stuff. Okay. But I think her next doctor's appointment this month, they will start her on the cereal stuff.
You know, that's when it gets a lot easier.
Does it?
Yeah, because, you know, she starts eating with her hands and fingers and puts it in her mouth. It gets all over her face. So you have to clean her face and her diaper.
So it gets a lot easier. That's what I told him. I said, the diapers are going to get progressively worse.
Well, but I mean, it can when they start eating, you can at least have dinner. And, you know, if they get cranky, you can put a little something on the tray and they can eat it.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
She's been...
it's been a long time since I've had to deal with that.
Yeah. She's been a little... crankier lately because I think she's cutting teeth.
It's about that time.
Yeah,
I thought she'd have a full-grown set until she was born.
Well, you can see them, you can see where they're under the gum, but they're about to come through the two and little front
how
teeth.
How tall is she now? 6'4"?
6'2".
Well, no, kind of took a little. I'm not growing as fast as I thought.
Well, she's gonna have a growth spurt here, I guess, between 6 months and 8 months.
I can't believe it.
She'll be talking pretty quick. She's now laughing. So that's fun.
Laughing at what?
Just anything.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, good. Happy birthday to Bobby.
Yeah.
So I'll read her on the birthday list, but I thought we'd honor her for a little bit.
And this will be, she will be married at age 23. So
wow.
She'll get married in March.
Is she really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Big changes afoot.
They found a venue yet?
I believe they have, yes.
Okay. All right, good luck to you. All right, it's time for Today in History, brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
In 1666, the Great Fire of London ends, leaving over 13,000 houses destroyed and killed 8 people. In 1698, the Russian Tsar Peter the Great imposes a tax on beards. Man, I can't hardly see your beard anymore. What's happening? Is this getting grayer?
What do you mean?
It's grayer. I don't know. Maybe it's the way you cut it this time. Did you just recently trim it?
It got a little trim.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Can't see it. I need to shave what I can't see either. It's hard for me to shave my beard because I can't see it when I do it. In 1885, the first gasoline pump is delivered to a gasoline dealer in Fort Wayne, Indiana. 1958, The Huckleberry Hound Show by Hanna-Barbera featuring Yogi Bear premieres on US TV.
The biggest show in town is Huckleberry Hound. All you guys and gals. The biggest song in town is Huckleberry Hound. With all your stars to run. It's Huckleberry Hound. It's for everyone. So come on, gather round. Get your future set. Bring up your TV set for Huckleberry Hound. So merry, Huckleberry, Huckleberry Hound.
That's one of my favorite shows as a kid. Really
apparently
was.
So.
Yeah, I know every word almost. 1966, Jerry. 1966, Jerry Lewis's first muscular dystrophy Labor Day telethon raises $1 million. That went on for 40 years, I guess, didn't
I think
it?
I read somewhere he raised like $2 billion over the years.
In 1975, Wings released Letting Go. In 1976, Jim Henson's The Muppet Show premieres on television.
It's The Muppet Show!
And in 1986, the third MTV Video Music Awards, Whitney Houston wins. And we say goodbye to this portion of the show, but coming up is Rewind with Brandon Brooks, 33 after the hour here on The Wake Up Crew.
This is CBS Rewind. September 5th, 1965. War movie Moratori, starring Marlon Brando, Yul Brynner.
I'm the master of this ship.
Was number one at the box office. This date in 1988.
I could stay away.
Aerosmith had the number one single with
I don't want to miss a thing.
I don't want to miss a thing. The theme song from Armageddon.
Half the world being incinerated.
This date in 1990. B.B. King got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Thrill is gone.
1 year later, R.E.M. wins 6 MTV Video Music Awards, including Video of the Year for
Losing My Religion.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. If you're a renter, make sure you're protected. Renter's insurance includes options that cover stolen property, personal injury, and living expenses if your place is damaged. Quote renter's insurance at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Spotty late afternoon or early evening showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 95 degrees. Wind southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. And then tonight, better chance for showers and storms. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. The lows drop to 62. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 68.
Morning, trying to load up a little bit more volume just in the last few minutes. Coming in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County on 24 westbound up through Antioch as it continues to build down 65 southbound through Millersville. All that traffic coming down from the north. Watch out in the school bus pickup zones out here. Please slow it down in those school zones. Watch for those kids. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, no matter what county you're in, here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out. strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
I've got pests.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated, family-owned and operated for residential and commercial customers, we offer a full range of services. Our services include one-time, monthly, and quarterly pest control, termite control, moisture and fungus control, automatic foundation vents, and more. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection. 893-7111.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
For almost 79 years, you've depended on WGNS for local news, sports, weather. We still offer this to you 24 hours a day. And thanks for tuning to WGNS. Congratulations to the Rutherford County Farmers Market This is their 50th anniversary season. You actually get to know and buy from the farmers. And the Rutherford County Farmers Market is every Tuesday and Friday morning starting at 7 until 1 in the afternoon over at the Lane Agri Park, 315 John R. Rice Boulevard. That's Tuesdays and Fridays through October 31st. We remember you, an Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregiver Support Group meeting on the second Tuesday of each month at 4 in the afternoon at the Villages of Murfreesboro. And the second Tuesday this month is next week, Tuesday, September the 9th. Do you have computers, TVs, and other electronics you want to get rid of? Do it Saturday for free at Laverne's 50 Forward Senior Center, 337 Stones River Road. This Saturday. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more. That never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Big savings are headed your way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening a new location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get ready for a clean and organized shopping experience where you'll find up to 70% off name brand clothes and so much more. And the best part? Thousands of new items hit the floor every single day. It's like walking into a brand new store every time you visit. All thanks to generous local donations. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro to learn more.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adam's Place. The food, of course, is wonderful. It really is. Sitting down in the dining room with a group of people, we talk, we laugh. It just makes you feel good. Everyone is very warm and welcoming, and that is very nice.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart, 615-904-9111.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We now have good treatments for vision with cataract surgery, so now you can see well near, intermediate, and far distances without glasses.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
What we can do, not only to make you see younger, but help you to look younger and get rid of sun damage and other problems to our skin.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
Our time is 6:39 here on the Wake Up Crew, and we've got the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf coming up. That'll be around 6:57 before CBS News at the top of the hour. Brian, I really wish we'd have done yesterday's joke today.
Oh, yeah?
Well, because we would end it on such a good note.
Mm.
You know, a thumbs plus one, a thumbs up plus one.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's...
It's almost unheard of.
You don't get many of those.
It's like finding an albino buffalo.
That's like the golden buzzer on America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
You know, hitting the golden buzzer. I think that's what we need to do is have a big dong when you hit a really good one, you know?
You're going to have a hook when I don't.
Because even if my partner goes thumbs down, I go... Boom,
the golden buzzer.
Golden buzzer. But anyway, go ahead and try.
You know, I asked the waiter, how do you prepare the chicken?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, well, I just tell it straight up it's going to die.
That's a good one, too. Where are you getting these?
I don't remember where I got that one.
Golly, those are two in a row. That's a thumbs up plus.
Is it really?
That's never happened in the history of the show.
It hasn't, no.
No. Oh, man. What a way to end it. 6:41.
CBS News Brief. Democrats and Republicans took aim at Health Secretary Kennedy during a contentious hearing on Capitol Hill. Among them, GOP Senator John Barrasso.
I'm a doctor. Vaccines work.
Democrat Michael Bennett.
I'm asking the questions on behalf of parents and schools and teachers all over the United States of America who deserve so much better than your leadership.
The government releases a new monthly jobs report this morning. It'll be the first since President Trump fired the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, claiming previous numbers were rigged. As for the report itself, CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
There is some concern that the market's really slowing down.
The College Board is getting rid of Landscape. That's a tool schools use to find bright, low-income students. CBS's Michael Wallace.
Admission officers enter an applicant's address and get information about their community, its median family income, its crime rate, and so on.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
In Smithville, a 47-year-old man faces serious charges after allegedly recording individuals in a Walmart restroom. Stephen Puckett was arrested on September the 4th and charged with three counts of unlawful photographing in violation of privacy, which is a Class A misdemeanor. Smithville Police Chief Mark Collins said that the arrest followed reports of suspicious behavior in the men's restroom, where Puckett reportedly used his phone to record individuals by reaching it over and under stall dividers. Puckett allegedly admits that he acted for sexual gratification. His bond is set at $22,500, with a court appearance scheduled for September 18th. Tennessee law prohibits photographing individuals without consent in situations where a reasonable person would expect privacy, particularly for sexual purposes. Meanwhile, a separate case involving a convicted felon has raised concerns across Middle Tennessee. With ties to Mount Juliet and Old Hickory, Quindez Volland, age 25, remains jailed on a $104,000 bond after back-to-back arrests involving stolen vehicles, firearms, and drugs. On Tuesday, Volland was arrested in connection with a shooting scene where he was found with marijuana and a firearm. Released on bond Wednesday, he was arrested again that night after fleeing police at a Gallatin Pike gas station while driving a stolen Toyota Tacoma. A 14-year-old passenger later crashed the truck and attempted to flee. Authorities recovered two loaded Glocks, marijuana, and hydrocodone. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick yet digestible format, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Tyler Campbell here, owner of Kettle Classic Gourmet Popcorn. You can come check us out at the Rutherford County's Farmers Market every Tuesday and Friday, where we offer up fresh kettle corn and caramel corn. You can also come and see us at the storefront at 5525 Franklin Road. We have multiple flavors of gourmet popcorn. Kettle Classic Gourmet Popcorn. Tyler Campbell here. You can come check us out at the Rutherford County's Farmers Market every Tuesday and Friday, where we offer up fresh kettle corn and caramel corn.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place. People are so friendly. You're never in the hallways, but what you meet someone who says, "Hi, how are you?" Everyone is very warm and welcoming. It's very nice. Adams Place, it is a wonderful place to live.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years. Adams Place, on Memorial across from Walmart. Call us at 615-904-9111.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Dunley. Hundreds of new jobs are coming to Oak Ridge with the establishment of a first-of-its-kind nuclear facility. Oklo Incorporated announced plans to move to a 240-acre site at the Oak Ridge Heritage Center as part of a $1.7 billion expansion. It will create the nation's first privately funded nuclear fuel recycling facility to help meet the growing need of fuel demand for advanced reactors. According to the Tennessee Department of Economic and Community Development, Oklo is the fifth company to move to Tennessee with the help of the state's Nuclear Energy Fund. Pedestrian and crowd safety, a big concern for downtown Nashville, of course, and some new barricades are being placed as part of an overall safety enhancement, officials say. The Nashville Department of Transportation plans to install Raptor bollards around Fifth Avenue and Broadway. It's technology that can prevent tragedies like the terror attack that occurred in New Orleans on January 1st, where a man drove into the crowd, killing 14 people and hurting dozens more. The bollards work by rolling out of the ground, and then they can roll back in. The devices require less digging, which causes less impact to utilities. Nearly $2.6 million have been allocated for the project.
On September 27th, journey back in time at Remembering World War II in Linden, Tennessee. Witness powerful battle reenactments that recreate the front lines. Meet World War II veterans and listen to their unforgettable stories. Take a ride in classic military vehicles and sway to the sounds of authentic 1940s music. Join us in Linden, Tennessee, located just south of I-40 at exit 143. Be there, remembering World War II.
Former Shelby County Sheriff William Bill Oldham has passed away. The sheriff's office says he was surrounded by loved ones and died peacefully. Oldham led both the Memphis Police Department and the sheriff's office during his time in service. He was the sheriff from 2010 to 2018. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:48 here on a Friday morning. Hope your day is going well so far. But you know what? If you haven't gotten out of bed and you've got an 8 o'clock job, you better be getting up. Don't you think, Brian?
Oh, yeah.
I think you're pushing it. Now, if you had your bath last night, you're probably okay. But if you got to take a shower and all that, you know, you don't eat breakfast either, do you? Do you pick up breakfast? Or
I usually grab something on the way out the door.
Oh, okay. So you do eat breakfast. You're not a lunch guy.
Well, yeah.
Oh, you are?
Okay. Three meals a day.
Okay. Well, I never see you. I mean, I see you eat lunch here, you know, sometimes when I'm working late.
I have weird things at breakfast.
Well, I'm not a breakfast guy. I mean, I'd rather eat a burrito or something, you know, like that.
Early in the week, Monday, I had a donut. That was left over from Saturday. It was good, though.
You put it in the microwave.
Yeah, about 15 seconds. Man, it was great.
Yeah, they reclaimed themselves. I don't...
But it might be a peanut butter sandwich in a minute for me here, too. You know?
I eat that, too. Well, I've seen you eat some weird stuff up here. You ever eat sardines, though? I'm leaving. Okay.
I don't like sardines.
Yeah, I didn't think you did. I like them certain every once in a while with crackers. You get them with the mustard in them, that kind of thing. Try them with crackers sometime. I think you might like them.
I don't want to eat a little fish.
You eat raw fish.
Yeah, but these things have like fins and eyes and
no,
stuff.
No, they don't. They cut them. They're in a little can. No, it's not.
I know. They're in a
you
can.
Know I wouldn't eat it if I did that, if I did that.
I saw a video of this guy. He was watching this woman, and I didn't know that they had this. But you can apparently get like a whole chicken in a can. It's in a big can, but it's a whole chicken.
A whole chicken?
Yeah.
Oh.
And she was trying to get it out of this can, and you know that gelatin stuff comes out. And
that's what turns me off about like canned ham that.
And he was reacting to it, you know, and he was gagging. He said, "Who would eat this?"
It's got to be, I mean, the gelatin really is a turn off. I mean, And I'm not a big spam guy. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
It does that too.
I'll eat that spreaded potted meat stuff. I mean, but to me, you might as well just eat a piece of bread and be done with it. You don't need a sandwich that bad if you've got to get the potted meat stuff. It's kind of.
I remember my mother, I guess, or maybe it was dad. I can't. But potted meat with mayonnaise.
Yeah, I've eaten that.
But mixed the potted meat and the mayonnaise.
I put the mayonnaise
together
on top of it. Yeah. You know.
Or it was Miracle Whip is what it was.
Yeah, Miracle Whip. Yeah. So I've gotten to where I like mayonnaise a lot more than I used to on a sandwich. I used to never eat mayonnaise. It was always Miracle Whip.
See, when I made that change, it was always Miracle Whip for me when I was a kid and growing up. But once I got married, Heather hated it. So I started eating mayonnaise, and that's about it for me.
Got an acquired taste. I mean, it's an acquired taste.
But it's good on a sandwich.
Yeah,
I think.
A lot of places you go eat with the sandwich, they'll have mayo, not Miracle Whip.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I've had Miracle Whip, actually.
Wow, you have changed. Mm-hmm. You put mayonnaise in your pimento cheese?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Do you put Miracle Whip in yours?
No, I used to. Now, if you want a different kind of flavor,
yeah,
Miracle Whip works. It's just a different kind of...
Yeah.
I don't think it goes as well with the pimentos.
Right. I don't put think in so. Them. All the years it was Hellman's.
Yeah.
Until
Big Duke.
Last few years it's been Duke's.
Duke's is the best.
I think it is. I think it's better than Hellman's, but that's heresy in Heather's family.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But I think I like Duke's better too.
Yeah.
Time to celebrate some birthdays today, including Bobby's today.
To anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
1847, Jesse James, American outlaw and son of a clergyman, born in Kearney, Missouri. In 1902, Daryl Zanuck, American film producer and president of 20th Century Fox. 1929, Bob Newhart, American comedian of The Bob Newhart Show and Newhart.
's he ever in a show that didn't have his name as the title? I'm sure.
No, because I think the last one was called What's Up Bob or something like that. Yeah. 1940, Raquel Welch, American actress and singer, born in Chicago, Illinois. In 1946, Freddie Mercury, British singer-songwriter of Queen.
Mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me.
I didn't realize he says Beelzebub in that.
Yeah.
Some weird word, man. 1951, Michael Keaton, American actor. He was in Gung Ho. He played Batman, of course, Beetlejuice.
I'm Batman.
You got to admit, he did kind of start the I'm Batman thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That cool way of doing it, you know?
Christian Bale was cooler.
Do you see Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito at the Academy Awards? And Michael Keaton was on the front row, and they said, look, there's Batman, you know, because they were villains.
Oh, yeah.
There's Batman. What's he doing here? And Michael Keaton never kept grinning. Never grinned. He just sat there like mean, you know. Pretty cool. I know they staged that. Anyway, here's some birthdays, and it's got a big long list today. Rochelle Ayer, Bobby Barrett, Matthew Gillespie, happy birthday, Matt, Mary Woodson, happy birthday, Mary, Warren Sager, Amber Baker, Donna Sandys, Ann McCraw, Tamara, Clayton Oler, Bubba Victory, Rob Mitchell, Mike McCrary, Bill Conger, Angela Weeks, Julie Pitts. I'm out of breath. It's weather up next.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today, spotty late afternoon or early evening showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 95 degrees. Wind southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. And then tonight, better chance for showers and storms. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. The lows drop to 62. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 68.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks?
Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Good morning. A steady flow of traffic making its way down through Madison right now. As we check it out live here on 65 southbound passing OHB, it's starting a little bit heavy at times. 65 south at Trinity Lane. Traffic's on the increase with that volume just in the last few minutes. I-40 coming in from Wilson County, especially traveling through the Mount Juliet area on 40 westbound as you continue on into Hermitage. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them all out this weekend at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Seriously looking at solar power generation? MTE offers a free consultation with an energy expert and has an entire library of educational resources. To learn more, visit mte.com/prosolar.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
This is Richard Parton, and I'd like to tell you about Adam's Place. We have been here 8 months, and at this point we have not even turned our stove on. No need. They come in every week and change your linen and clean your house, and it's just like a dream, like being on a cruise every day.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
It's not even Halloween yet, and we're feeling the fright.
This thing in your house is a demon.
Great. The Conjuring. Last Rites is reportedly the last in the film franchise, with Vera Farmiga and Patrick Wilson, who says it's not all screams and mayhem.
For anybody that loved all the bits of humor and playfulness and chemistry and love, you'll feel that.
The Conjuring. Last Rites is in theaters now.
Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
On a lighter note, it's the 40th anniversary of the John Hughes classic, The Breakfast Club, and it's back in theaters for a limited run this Sunday and Wednesday next week.
Is that for real? You want to come over sometime?
For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options to cover your small business needs and more. Visit progressive.com today.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
We're so glad you're with us, and stay with us after the news because we've got another hour of The Wake Up Crew. Alyssa Fox is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for sharing her expertise in the legal field to help others. Alyssa is going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
All right, congrats to Alyssa, and send a good neighbor to us. How? Text neighbor to 615-893-1450. You can also head over to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor or the submit section on the website. However you can get them to us, please do so. Same for birthdays and anniversaries. You have about a half an hour to get them in for today, the 5th, tomorrow, the 6th. The number 615-893-1450. On the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Get ready, Burrow. America's Thrift Stores opening soon. You'll step into a clean, well-organized shopping experience and discover thousands of new items every day and up to 70% off those items. Name brand stuff too. americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for more info.
And we'll be back with more right after the news at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Aftershocks from Capitol Hill Showdown.
You're making things up to scare people, and it's a lie.
With respect, I do not think I'm the one making
you.
Name change for Department of Defense.
It used to be called the Department of War, and it had a stronger sound.
Texas governor to sign camp safety bill.
Green ribbons are still around the trees in this Houston neighborhood in memory of the girls from Camp Misty.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the ousted head of the Centers for Disease Control could be next to testify before Congress after the explosive hearing that saw Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. square off with senators in both parties over the firing of scientists and vaccine policy. Here's CBS's Nicole Killian.
Senators unloaded on Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
How can you be that ignorant?
In his first appearance since a leadership exodus at the Centers for Disease Control, including the firing of its director, Susan Menares.
These changes were absolutely necessary adjustments to restore the agency to its role as the world's gold standard public health agency.
And some of the sharpest criticism over the administration's shifting vaccine policy came from Senate Republicans, like Wyoming's John Barrasso, a physician.
I've grown deeply concerned. The public has seen measles outbreaks, leadership of the National Institute of Health questioning the use of mRNA vaccines. Americans don't know who to rely on.
Last week, President Trump signaled a change could be coming.
As Department of War, we won everything. We won everything. And I think we're going to have to go back to that.
Today, he'll take action.
The executive order renames the Department of Defense as the Department of War as a secondary title. President Trump's order also authorizes the Secretary of Defense, the Department of Defense, and all officials to use secondary titles like Secretary of War and Deputy Secretary of War in all official correspondence. The U.S. used the title Department of War starting in 1789. It was officially renamed in 1949 as the Department of Defense, as part of the National Security Act. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
Today, Texas Governor Greg Abbott will sign a bill on camp safety, weeks after the deadly July floods that killed 27 campers and counselors. CBS's Jason Allen.
At 8 years old, Chloe Childress followed a family tradition of spending summers at Camp Mystic. This year, she turned 18, going from camper to counselor.
She was very excited to return.
She probably put herself back in the shoes of those girls.
Absolutely.
Wendy and Matthew Childress learned on July 4th that Chloe was missing after the flood. They began trying to piece together what had happened.
You felt like there are clearly things that are not in place here that could have prevented
something this. Something is not right here.
They joined the parents of other girls, demanding lawmakers make immediate changes for camps. New rules will prohibit cabins in flood zones, provide warning systems, require training for emergencies, and strengthen communications when there is no power or cell service.
Correspondent Nora O'Donnell spoke with Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett in her first broadcast interview since joining the court 5 years ago.
Are you concerned about the narrative of this court, that it is no longer a separate and co-equal branch of government as designed by the Constitution?
I disagree with that conception of the Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court is an independent branch of government. And presidents appoint justices, and, you know, presidents have whatever their own motivations are for appointing justices. But once justices serve on the court, the whole point of life tenure and salary protection, which is guaranteed to federal judges by the Constitution, is to ensure their independence from both the executive branch and from Congress.
But does the reputation of the Supreme Court matter to you?
I want people to have trust in the court. I wanted people to understand how the court works. I wanted them to understand how we get our cases and how we go about making our decisions, because the court belongs to every American.
More of that interview on CBS Sunday Morning, 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The federal government is suing a California utility over the deadly and destructive wildfires in the L.A. area back in January. CBS's Jared Hill.
The federal government is suing California's largest utility company, Southern California Edison, for the deadly Eaton Fire, which burned for nearly a month earlier this year, destroying more than 9,000 buildings in its wake.
We want Edison to change the way it does business. It does not maintain its infrastructure in a way to prevent fires.
In a statement, Edison notes the cause of the Eaton Fire is still under investigation, but said it's also committed to wildfire mitigation and will, quote, continue our work to reduce the likelihood of our equipment starting a wildfire.
Pennsylvania State Police found five children ages 5 to 14 locked in a home dungeon with boarded up windows, unsanitary conditions, limited clothing and food. The couple that lives there south of Pittsburgh was arrested. A former Alaska Airlines pilot who's accused of trying to shut down an engine mid-flight from a cockpit jump seat plans to plead guilty today. CBS's Amanda Arden says he admitted to taking psychedelic mushrooms and had been depressed.
CBS News sat down with Joe Emerson, had a conversation with him. He has taken full responsibility for the incident. And in that interview, he explained he had no intention of crashing this plane. He was convinced he was in a dream, that he wasn't going to be able to go home to his family, and he just wanted to wake up. And that's what he felt he was doing when he was reaching for those handles.
The Trump administration's decided to abandon a Biden-era plan that would have required airlines to pay cash compensation and cover lodging and meals for stranded passengers when airlines cause flight cancellations or changes. There's news about WNBA star Caitlin Clark.
Here's Clark off a screen, gets a look, and hits.
In a season where she's played just 13 games, the Indiana Fever now says she will miss the rest of the year because of a groin injury. Opening night of the NFL season featured a lightning delay and a player being ejected in the opening moments.
Unsportsmanlike conduct. Defense number 98. Number 98's defense actions has disqualified him from the game.
Philadelphia's Jalen Carter spit on Dallas quarterback Dak Prescott in the Eagles' 24-20 win over the Cowboys on NBC. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll have updates at the top of every hour all day long. Now, here are Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at it for another hour of fun and information. You've got the Wake Up Crew here with you. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett here as well. We've got more information right now for you as we check on traffic and weather together. This update brought to you by Toots.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today, spotty late afternoon or early evening showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 95 degrees. Wind southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour, higher gusts possible. And then tonight, better chance for showers and storms. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain, and lows drop to 62. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 67.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community since 1936. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Connect online or download the My MTE app.
Good morning. As traffic gets heavier here in the last few minutes, coming up through Antioch, right on schedule, actually, on 24 westbound at Bell Road, as that traffic built in from Rutherford County into Davidson right now. Starting to slow down just a little bit at times here. 65 south at Trinity Lane. Traffic flow is on the increase quite a bit now. Right on schedule coming out of Wilson County through the Mount Juliet area on 40 West headed through Hermitage. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or big truck here in Middle Tennessee, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, the lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel in Murfreesboro.
Hear our sermons on WGNS every Sunday night at 7:30.
Everyday life, never take it for granted.
Visit holyhillchapeltn.org to hear our podcast.
It's a blessing.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
It's a beautiful morning.
Good morning, Rutherford County. It's time to get up and at 'em.
I think I'll go outside for a while and just smile.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Make your bright-eyed bushy tail.
That's what we'll do for you. That's right. We're going to make you.
Make your bright-eyed bushy tail.
Sure enough.
That's a good way to end a real, to ruin a good song.
Why's that? Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed?
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I don't know what that's all about. That must have been a weak moment at home.
I just remember that used to be a thing.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed? We always used to say that.
Yeah.
I've just never heard it said like that. But
what, just because the guy comes from the hills of Kentucky?
Well, I don't get me in trouble with the people of the hills of Kentucky. You don't know that oh.
I do know he did. Yeah.
Oh.
I don't I can't remember the guy's name now. His wife's name is Paula. And she's always showing what he has for dinner. She cooks him a home cooked dinner every night.
What a life.
Yeah. Like pinto beans and cornbread, or it might be pot roast and peas and mashed potatoes.
My father-in-law used to get mini steak, mashed potatoes, I mean, peeled,
yeah,
you know, green beans, cornbread, corn on the cob.
I mean, this lady, what kind of attracted me to their videos and stuff is like they have this huge garden and they'll, you know, can tomatoes, make salsa, you know, can homemade stuff. You know, and I can remember, you know, at summertime having to shuck the corn. My grandmother would get the corn all cooked up and put in those Ziploc bags.
Do you ever know of anybody that used? I know a friend of mine used to have homegrown tomatoes, and he would use cow manure as fertilizer.
He'd put
cow manure patties, the cow patties, in the ground around the tomatoes. Those tomatoes were delicious.
Yeah,
you know.
Good fertilizer.
Yep, sure was. Hey, what about the song of the day?
Well, I'm gonna do a different song first.
What?
Because it's Friday.
It's Friday. Mm.
Friday. Friday. Friday.
Friday.
Mm.
It's Friday.
Friday. Friday. Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
The week is done. Time for fun. Gonna get into everything under the sun. Collect my pay. Time to play. Let's all say, hey!
It's Friday.
Ah, yeah, it is a Friday. We've got a huge weekend tonight. Riverdale Blackman football on State Farm Prep Sports.
Now, you have to admit to yourself, remember how we used to be excited about Fridays?
Yeah.
Not so much anymore.
Why is that?
Well,
because you got football
and
the coach
together Friday, and then we're all together on Saturday.
Well, that's you that's not excited about it.
Oh, you get all pumped up about
it. Fired up that you'll be there tonight.
Oh.
Missed you last Friday.
Oh, okay.
So,
I'll try to make it.
Well, it's
3 minutes from my house. I'll try to make it.
It's Riverdale Blackman.
Yeah.
Region play the rest of the way. It's
backyard brawl.
It's crazy.
We're not going to call it that other thing.
No.
We're on the down low on that.
No, I'm not going to do that. You mentioned the song of the day, and I think that out of all of the comeback artist, comeback songs for artists, this was your favorite.
No. No.
Bryan Adams, of course.
I can tell you right now, no. Don't tell the people that it was my favorite.
Bryan Adams in 1995 had a hit, Have You Ever Really Loved a Woman? But he also had a hit, what was it, sometime in the 80s. Bryan Adams had the song Heaven.
84, 85.
Yeah. And
beautiful, beautiful ballad.
Yes. And in 2022.
Once in my life you find someone.
Okay. He gave the rights to DJ Sammy to do a remix of Heaven.
Oh, I've changed my mind. Oh, that's
like
great.
Now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That is our last comeback songs for artists.
I wonder what Bryan Adams thought when he heard it.
Well, I'm sure he had to approve it.
Well, he probably made some money off of it.
Yeah.
But still. Oh, once in your life you find someone.
Yeah. It's a good song. Let's see.
I mean, the opening of that song is beautiful. Doom, 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 doom. Right? Isn't that how it goes? There you go. The first opening line. This is the greatest right here. Makes me cry. That is such a true song. Now nothing can take you away from me. Man, turn it off. I'm fixing to tear up.
Well, I'll just give you more of this one.
Oh yeah, okay. I mean, how would they come up with that idea? Gosh. I'm sure there's people out there loving it. I'm sorry. I guess it's everybody, each his own. Spinning the disc on a Friday morning with Bryan Adams.
So we're going to do some September songs, I guess, next week, starting next week.
You're supposed to. It's not a surprise now. No, we're going to do that Monday.
Well, I don't think we've kept the category secret. We've had announcements by you who had, this is the first
you
time
really
you've actually
put the CEO on the spot this morning because I hadn't made my decision, but notice I came up with it quickly. And then you doubted me. You looked it up to say, I don't think there's enough songs. There are plenty.
Oh, I know we've had enough songs. I'm not so sure that we haven't done that before, but that's fine too.
Well, that's exactly fine. September. Fall.
You want Boys of Fall somewhere along the line?
Just take a break.
We're going to check on sports, and we'll be back.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Eagles defeated the Cowboys 24-20 in the first game of the NFL's regular season. No punts in the first half between the two teams as Javonte Williams had two rushing touchdowns for Dallas. Jalen Hurts for Philadelphia was 19 of 23 for 152 yards in the air, plus 61 yards and two touchdowns on the ground.
It means everything to come out and start strong. It's a new team. It's a new journey. And we got tested tonight. They played a hell of a game. We know how they are when Dak is back, and they got their crew all together. And so a lot of respect for that team on the other side. We just got to clean up some things and play better football. But, you know, always good to say that and find a way to win.
Dak Prescott completed 21 of 34 passes for 188 yards. In tennis at the U.S. Open, one seed Aryna Sabalenka defeated 4-seed Jess Pegula to advance to the finals, where she will face 8-seed American Amanda Anisimova, who defeated 23-seed Naomi Osaka. Waka.
Time now for Danny Brewer's Friday Pony Picks.
Sponsored by the Mint Gaming Hall at Kentucky Downs. The Kentucky Derby is now behind us, but the racing excitement is just beginning. Starting August 28th and running through September 10th, Kentucky Downs will feature the richest 7 days of racing in North America. Titans of the turf from all over the world will descend on Franklin, Kentucky and light up the lawn in an all-grass extravaganza. For more info on the live racing meet, visit themintgaming.com.
Now, here's Danny.
Saturday, September 6th is all about Kentucky Downs. You got six stakes races worth $13 million. Race 6 is a Grade 3 Ladies Marathon. 11 fillies and mares going a mile and a 5/16. We like the number 4. Spanish Eyes is our top pick. She finished second in her last two starts, trained by Brendan Walsh. Our long shot play is the number 6, Nadette, for trainer Neil Drysdale. Race 7 is the Grade 3 Mint Millions. Pack 13-horse field, 3-year-olds and up. We like the number 1, Goliad. He's the defending champ for trainer Richard Mandela. The number 7, Brilliant Birdie, is another horse we like. He won the Wise Dan last out. Race 8, the Gunrunner. Mile on turf, 14 3-year-olds. We like the number 7, New Century, for trainer Brendan Walsh. We also like the number 2, Native Runner, as our long shot for trainer Kenny McPeak. Race 9 is the Grade 2 Music City Stakes. 6.5 furlongs on the turf for 3-year-old fillies. The number 6, Jungle Peace, is our top pick for trainer Phil D'Amato. Race 10 is the Grade 1 Franklin Simpson Stakes. 6.5 furlongs for 3-year-old males. The number 9, Mi Bago, is our top pick. Son of a Comb is trained by Mark Cassie. Race 11 is the Grade 2 Kentucky Turf Cup. The Big Boy, balanced 11-horse field, 1.5 miles on the turf. Our top pick is the number 7, Utah Beach. For a little superfecta action here, we're going to go with the number 8, Old Crazy Bone. The number 4, Vote No, and complete it with the number 11, Fort Washington. Got a hunch, bet a bunch, back a horse and get paid.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, 7:22 on the Wake Up Crew on a fine late Friday. It's what we're watching.
Monday, happy days.
Gilligan's
So we told you earlier in the week that you and I would, either on Thursday or Friday, and I thought, well, it'll make a good what we're watching kind of thing. Talk about Nikki Burdine, former Channel 2 anchor. She and Neil Oren were on for years. Neil retired. She was on for several weeks after that.
Now, they had nothing to do with the other. One had nothing to do with the other. Okay.
No. His was more of a contract issue, I believe. He really hasn't said a whole lot about it, but he went out with fanfare, retire, whatever. She, one week, was out sick. She got the flu. But before she got the flu, she was called in to the news director's office and the big boss and was asked, are you promoting or have you received a free product from a company that you put on your Facebook page? And she said yes. This happened on a Friday. She was out for Monday through Thursday, came back Friday, even though she was sick, went in. So they said, well, you're suspended for Monday, and then, but come in at 10 o'clock. So she was called in, and this is where the story, where she picks up the story.
Both bosses were sitting there, and they just handed me a piece of paper and said, Nexstar is voiding your contract. You're done. Today was your, Friday was your last day on air. And I said, oh, I was genuinely shocked. And my reaction was, oh, okay. So that's it. And then they said, you know, we hate that this happened. And one of our bosses said, I always liked you. And I said, okay. And I said, so that's it. And they said, yeah. And they said, we'll send somebody to clean up your belongings. I said, no, I've been here for 8 years. I can clean up my own desk. I said, don't make a scene. And I was like, what do you think I'm going to do? Like Jerry Maguire, this place? Like, so I went down and cleaned up my desk and I hugged a few people. I didn't cry because I didn't feel sad.
Yeah.
I
felt, what was the emotion? Yeah.
Go. The emotion was a sense of relief.
Yeah. Now that was on the podcast that she and Neil are doing now called Not the News.
Mm-hmm.
Made that announcement. Apparently it was a part of her contract. She was fired. She admitted to such. She admitted that she breached that contract. But she also said that others had done it, and she never went into that meeting thinking that she was going to be fired. That there might be
a... They had been suspended, I think, but never fired. The other ones, right? Or
maybe so, yeah. but nobody knew that. It's just like her. They didn't know that she was suspended. So that's kind of how things went
local
down.
Local news is going through a weird time right now.
Yeah.
I mean, Bree Smith didn't renew her contract at Channel 5. You know, Davis retiring. And I think a lot of it has to do with money, unfortunately. I don't think Davis necessarily, because he's my age, you know, pretty much. But
yeah,
the rest of them.
I think Davis is 72. Maybe not, but I think so. I think he's in his
70s. And Rory stayed on because he took a pay cut,
right?
From what we understand. And but we're not into, you know, remember the days of Dan Miller and Lonnie Lardner and Demetria and Bill Hall? They don't really, personalities don't really, aren't really suggested anymore. You know, you don't really need to kid and joke and with your anchor, your co-anchors. Neil and Nikki did a lot of that. Of course, Neil did that with every anchor he ever had.
Right.
But it's really gone through a transition a little bit. There's so much news on the air. It's just give me the facts, ma'am, and that's it.
Well, about every 30 minutes, you're going to get a dose of the same thing. So if you watch for an hour, you're going to watch the first 30 minutes, and second 30 minutes is going to be exactly what you've heard. So you're getting it in pieces.
Right.
Which I guess makes sense, especially in the morning, because people will tune in at different times, and that's their 10 or 15 minutes to watch or listen. Same thing happens here with us. You know, there are people that don't even know we have a 7 o'clock hour because they're getting ready and they hear Today in History every day, you know? But
and there's some that don't get up until 7 o'clock and they listen to you, your side, your hour.
So it's just a very interesting time in television news, and I think
I wonder if any of those people will go back to the news somewhere. Because I wonder if in their contract, you know, a non-compete kind of thing.
Yeah, but when you're fired, there's not a non-compete. Yeah.
So you would think somebody would pick her up.
If she wanted to do that.
Yeah. I think that morning news thing is a lot of pressure because even getting up at, you know, you've ridden that road before.
Yeah.
You know, you get up about 1 probably, 1 or 2 at the very latest.
Yeah, 2:30 to get to Nashville. I watched a thing of a meteorologist in Oklahoma, and she goes on the air at 5. She walks in the door at 3 a.m.
Yeah. You got to have at least a couple hours. Yeah. Because they do makeup and stuff too, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. So, crazy stuff. Well, there you go. A little what we're watching.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
You bringing your tomatoes this Friday?
Sure am. Pick fresh this morning.
And I'll bring the sourdough.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1 at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday"? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side, and there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Ramona Ewald at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
The Villages of Murfreesboro makes life a lot easier, happier. We have crossword puzzle, Wheel of Fortune. I enjoy that very much. Social hour and trivia. I'm happy I'm here. Take a tour.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail. This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Our
Clark Hawks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
With an option, you'll receive a contract with no contingencies. That means the sale of your property won't depend on an inspection, financing, or appraisals.
To you 27 high.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30, our time on the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, and time for a big birthday list.
Boy, we do have a big one. Rochelle Ayers, Bobby Barrett, Matthew Gillespie, Mary Woodson, Warren Sager, Amber Baker, Donna Sandage, and Anne McCraw have birthdays today. Tomorrow is Clayton Oiler, Bubba Victory, Rob Mitchell, Mike McCrary, Bill Conger, Angela Weeks, and Julie Pitts.
Well, how many more birthdays do you think Bubba has left in him?
He's got more than I do.
Wow.
I'm sure.
Kind of getting up there, though, isn't he? Birthdays, anniversaries, you can send those in to us, 615-893-1450 for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club this morning. And the Wake Up Crew brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, opening soon at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. 70% off name brands, like a new store every day at America's Thrift Stores, opening soon in Murfreesboro.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today, spotty late afternoon or early evening showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 95 degrees. Wind southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour, higher gusts possible. And then tonight, better chance for showers and storms. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain, and lows drop to 62. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 67.
Morning, they're working an accident downtown. It's 40 eastbound here at Broadway Delumbrium. It's got traffic a little bit slow there coming past Charlotte Ave. That's right in the heart of downtown on 40 going eastbound as they clean up this accident. A lot of rubbernecking associated with this crash. Starting to load up again with more volume 24 westbound up through Antioch coming in right now from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Hey, Stein Dental Care in Nashville has over 350 wonderful Google reviews. Call Stein Dental Care today in Nashville at 540-0888. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Lawmakers in Tennessee are examining the deepening connection between financial strain and mental health, with potential legislation that could reshape how medical debt affects credit. Senate Bill 0402, introduced by Senator London Lamar of Shelby County, and its companion House Bill 0539, sponsored by Representative Vincent Dixie of Nashville, aimed to prohibit healthcare providers from reporting patients' medical debt to consumer reporting agencies. These changes could offer significant relief to Tennesseans burdened by both health costs and mental stress. If passed, the legislation would prevent medical debt from impacting credit scores and penalize violations under the Tennessee Consumer Protection Act. However, some ambiguity remains around whether collection agencies that purchase debt could still report it. Studies show a strong correlation between financial pressure and mental health challenges, including anxiety and depression, issues that disproportionately affect unmarried, unemployed, and low-income individuals. In Murfreesboro, authorities are investigating a fatal hit-and-run involving a 76-year-old woman stuck in the parking lot of the Kroger on South Church Street. The woman passed away on September the 3rd, following injuries sustained in the August 24th incident. Heather Keller, age 44, of Murfreesboro, was arrested and faces multiple charges, including reckless aggravated assault and leaving the scene of an accident. Keller lives just a mile from the crash site. With the victim's death confirmed, the Rutherford County District Attorney's Office may upgrade the charges. Murfreesboro police have asked the medical examiner to conduct an autopsy to determine the official cause of death. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Big savings are headed your way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening a new location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get ready for a clean and organized shopping experience where you'll find up to 70% off name brand clothes and so much more. And the best part? Thousands of new items hit the floor every single day. It's like walking into a brand new store every time you visit, all thanks to generous local donations. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro to learn more.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place. One reason that we wanted to move here was to make it easier for our children. My husband and I know we are getting older and things do happen. And you need to make these choices and come before an emergency occurs. And then come and have the good life when you get here.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. Call us at 615-904-9111.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35 on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS, and time for some trivia.
Yeah, this is where we put you to the test, Brian.
Yeah, can't wait now, for this.
You've had some hard ones, but I went the easy route for you today.
Okay, nice.
All right, these are animal trivia questions.
Okay.
What is the fastest land animal?
Ooh. Would it be the cheetah?
That's correct.
All right.
One for one. What do you call a baby goat?
That's a kid, I think, isn't it?
That's correct. Two okay. for two. I told you. You didn't trust me, did you?
No, not really.
Name a mammal that can't jump. Now, I'm going to tell you, they give you one, two, three, four choices here.
A mammal that cannot jump.
Think of a mammal that can't jump.
A bear?
Bear can jump.
Oh. I've never seen a jumping bear.
That's it? That's all you're going to give me?
Yeah.
Elephant. Sloth. Hippo or rhino?
Okay.
You probably won't get this one.
Oh,
if you do, what is a group of crows called?
Oh. I used to know this. It's like a scare or something.
Blank on the Orient Express.
Murder.
What is a group of lions called?
Kittens? Cats?
Pride.
Kitty.
Pride of lions.
Okay.
What birds live in Antarctica and cannot fly?
The penguin?
That's correct. What are you, 3 out of 5 now?
Yeah, something like that.
How many arms does an octopus have?
That would be 8, I think.
8, yeah. How many arms does a starfish have?
5.
Right. Boy, you are just mowing them down. Oh, by the way, it says these are animal trivia questions for kids.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
How many edges does a cube have?
Edges does a cube.
You'll never get this one. 12.
4, 8, 12. Okay. I can see that.
What is a female elephant called?
Miss Elephant?
A cow.
A cow?
C-O-W. Cow.
Cow.
What is the largest bird in the world?
I want to say ostrich.
That's correct. See, you kind of underestimated yourself, haven't you?
Well.
What is the most common species of bird found in the world?
A crow?
We eat them a lot.
A dove?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have a dove for lunch today.
Well, chicken then.
Chicken, that's right. Hummingbirds can fly backward. True or false?
That's true.
I think you've answered that in some other line of questioning. I better not do that one. Oh, yeah. What is the most common training command taught to dogs?
Sit, boo-boo, sit.
Well, no, not sit, well, boo-boo, sit.
Yeah.
True or false? Dalmatians are born with spots.
False.
Okay, did you guess?
Yeah, I did guess.
You got it right.
Okay.
Dalmatian puppies are born white and their spots come later in life.
I was trying to remember that from 101 Dalmatians.
What do snakes smell with?
Their belly?
No, their tongue.
Oh.
You know how...
Yeah.
Where do polar bears live?
The colder regions of the area, like the Antarctic.
Okay, I'm going to give you that. Arctic, yeah.
Arctic.
What is the only mammal that lays eggs?
Snake? No, that's a reptile. Mammal that lays eggs?
Uh-huh. I can't really give you a hint. The duck-billed platypus.
Okay. Sorry, I never would have gotten that one.
I forgot that. That was easy.
Oh, it wasn't easy. Okay, that's trivia.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat ReStore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat ReStore.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Try the Habitat ReStore. We have used appliances.
Hey, we have refrigerators, microwave, gently used washers and dryers.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
You will leave our store humming.
Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
You don't have to go out and mow the yard. You don't have to rake the leaves. You don't have to wash the car. You don't have to do anything you don't want to.
You do not have the responsibility of your house, worrying about getting shrubbery trimmed, getting a new roof, paying your taxes. All of that is behind you.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years. On Memorial across from Walmart.
Turner Security is proud to offer Honeywell Max Pro Cloud for your business. Control your security, access control, and camera system with one app. Arm your security, see your cameras, and unlock a door for a small monthly fee and no contract. Tired of paying for overnight guard service that doesn't work and costs too much? At Turner Security, we have your solution.
Attention to the individual with a backpack. You are in a restricted area and need to leave immediately.
Video monitoring with real-time live talk from Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping up, the Wake Up Crew brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. You'll need to see why it's a new store every day once it's open at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Clean, well-organized shopping experience and thousands of new items added daily at America's Thrift Stores, coming very, very soon to the borough. Saying good morning to Alyssa Fox, today's Good Neighbor of the Day. Someone nominated Alyssa for sharing her expertise in the legal field to help others. Alyssa Fox receiving flowers today from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and our friends here at your friends at WGNS. Ryan Flowers, appreciate their years and years of sponsorship and promotion of the Good Neighbor of the Day. You can send in a good neighbor easy. How easy? Well, text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. Just that one singular word, neighbor. Text that to us. And when you do, you'll get a reply. Just tap on the link, fill out the information. Once you click submit, it's done. That's all you have to do to get in a Good Neighbor of the Day here at WGNS.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
John asked the waiter, how do you prepare the chicken?
Oh, how?
He said, well, just tell it straight up it's going to die.
Replay.
Two thumbs up pluses.
We're going to try those out on Monday on Dalton.
Yeah.
If we remember.
Have an original ready, too, though.
Oh, I do have.
Yeah. We'll just go right into it.
We could do that at a different segment if you wanted to.
Yeah, I might ought to.
You know?
Just remind me, will you?
I'll try to.
I want to see his reaction to them.
Yeah.
I think he'll like them.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think he will think that I like them so much and wanted to say them again so he could judge them that he would... You know, you never
I think
know.
You're thinking too much. It's Dalton, remember?
Well, yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Well, what have we learned here today on the big show? Yes.
Well, we talked about Bobby's birthday.
It is today, 23.
Spent the big bucks on that lunch, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
We got into a heaven debate by Brian. Our song of the day was a little bit, I guess the word would be debatable. You know, we didn't like the new version. I didn't. You loved it.
I didn't. Wouldn't say love.
Well, you were over there dancing to it.
Well, it's kind of got a beat.
Got a beat, yeah. Love song turned into some kind of boogie-woogie. We talked about what are we watching. We talked about Nikki Burdine and how local news is changing and her dismiss from her show.
Well, there was a question of, you know, everyone kind of thought that it was a dispute over her pay and that kind of thing, and so she just quit.
Right.
But it turns out she was fired.
Yeah.
And she admits that she did breach her contract, but goes back to those payola days, you know. But I don't know.
I wonder if she misunderstood her contract. I don't guess she did.
Well, her thing was, you tell us to connect to the audience. And so, you know, I connected to the audience because they ask, you know, what eyeliner do you wear? What this, what that? And so you see a lot of them doing that.
Yeah.
On their Facebook pages. And
it's a fine line right there between, you know.
If you read between the lines, it kind of seems like maybe they were trying to find something do that.
And then you played trivia, and you were really good, about 85% today.
It was animal trivia.
Animal trivia, which kids can answer. But, you know, I thought 85% is really good.
Quiz your kid on the only mammal to lay eggs.
That's in every geography book in America. I couldn't believe you missed that one. That was the easiest one.
It was not.
The duck-billed platypus.
Okay.
I know you don't believe it. I'm going to ask. Don't tell Dalton. I'm going to ask him the same question Monday.
That comes up in conversation daily.
See if he knows the answer.
Well, here's John's favorite song of the day. Comeback artist remix, or comeback hits for artist.
But that was a hit.
It was in 2002. We'll see you tonight at the ball game.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Spotty late afternoon or early evening showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 95 degrees. Wind southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. And then tonight, better chance for showers and storms. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. The lows drop to 62. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS.